My life before Christ. I was born and raised in Aurora, Illinois. I was raised in a Christian home and attended a Pentecostal church. I heard the gospel basically all my life. Went through the motions of Pentecostal environment. I had a profession of faith in 1980. I was about 7 years old at the Pentecostal church. I was baptized, but sadly, my faith was not in Christ. It was just in religious activities and superficial knowledge that I had about Christ. During high school, I stopped going to church. I attended a private Christian school, so I felt like that was enough. I started going back to church after high school, but that wasn't until 1999. How I came to Christ? Well, I met my wife, Joy, in 2001 at the same AG church. We were married in 2005. All this time, I truly thought I was a Christian. Going to church was just like a social club. I didn't know that I was actually dead in my trespasses. I tried to read this last night and I did the exact same thing. God opened my eyes through the message by a man named Justin Peters. He spoke about clouds without water from the book of Jude. Justin Peters said that Pentecostal teaching that all believers must speak in tongues to be saved was false teaching. I was completely shocked. He said a person could speak in tongues and they didn't know the Lord. That was the real fruit of salvation, is not tongues. It's being a transformed life. I realized that I didn't have a transformed life. I had a religious life, but hardly ever read from the Bible. I didn't even have meaningful fellowship in the church. The body of Christ meant very little to me. My assurance was not in Christ, it was in religious activities. I went to church, I listened to Christian music, but I had no meaningful relationship in Christ. I was floored. My first thought, I had been taught all these lies for all these years. I continued listening to the Bible teaching of Justin Peters, John MacArthur, R.C. Sproul, Paul Washer, among others. I began to really pay attention to the Bible, and especially the message of the gospel. Soon, I had a true assurance that Christ died for me. I always known that, but there was a difference. It became a whole world. My life since I've become to Christ. Now that I know Christ, when I read the Bible, it may actually make sense. It's so humbling to be around other believers. I love listening to hymns and not just so-called watered-down Christian music. Now that I know Christ, I love walking with God in prayer. I love praying more with my wife. I'm learning how to pray correctly. Also, I have a hunger. Hunger for the Bible. I try to read it every morning. It's so humbling to open up the Bible and actually understand it for the first time. And not have someone else try to interpret their thinking into the scriptures. Actually read it for what it is, what God meant for it to be. Recently, we have been reading the book of John for every 90 days. We got through that. Then we finished up James for 90 days. And now we're in Matthew 1 through 7 for 90 days. We might sometimes do it longer, because we really don't want to leave it after we get into it. I praise God for how he has changed me in so many ways. My confession of Christ. As I come for a membership and baptism at Living, I want to say that Jesus Christ is everything to me. He's my Lord and he is Lord of my life. I truly know him now. It is so humbling, but yet so exciting. Of course, my scriptures are from James 2:2-4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you have trials of many kinds, various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfast, and steadfast have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. I truly want to grow in my into the perfection and maturity image of Jesus. Thank you.